instance, tefillin is called a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. That really noshim apotter. Noshim have no chiyuv to wear tefillin. Aye, if noshim apotter from wearing tefillin, why weren't the chama moicha by Shaul's daughter? How come they let her wear tefillin? The Torah says, like we hold halacha, kereb yaisi. The yaman noshim soimchus v'shus. Even mitzvahs that noshim apotter on, if they want to, though, they're allowed to do it. We don't have to stop them. There's no baal toisif if an isha does a mitzvah. Shrashi kereb yaisi lekamon, that noshim soimchus v'shus. Even though the pasuk says when you bring a korban, you're supposed to make a smicha, put your hand on top of the behemoth, it says only b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk says only b'nei men have to and not women. Still, Rabbi Yossi says if an isha wants to, she's allowed to. There's no baal taisa for mitzvah seishas man grama, even though noshim is potter for nezveg, and since men are mechuyev, there's no baal taisa if an isha does it. An isha is allowed to do that mitzvah. It's not called you doing something extra. Because the mindset, there are people that do that mitzvah. An isha is not the pshat, the Torah was a mechayva to do it. But if she wants to, she's allowed to. Just like by Shefer and by Lulav, that noshim do it. The mindset, but tefillin and tzitzis are two mitzvahs that noshim don't do, usually. They don't put on tefillin and tzitzis. But other mitzvah sessions, man, grum, if they want to, they could do. So the moral right for this is, Dilo tein lohochi, the other mitzvah. Ishto shol yoyna. Yoyna hanovi's wife, hoi soilu regal. She went toilu regal zayin, on the gimur golem, she went to the base of Migdish, vlemichu bo, and the chum didn't stop her. Now, mi ikulaman di yoma regal av mitzvah sessions, man, grum. Who in the world could say that his gimur golem is not called the mitzvah sessions, man, grum? Like Pesach is not here the whole year. Pesach is only on Tesvav ben Isin. Sukkot is only Tesvav the Tishrei. So Klaus is Mitzvah says man gramahu. Ella kisava reshus. Ella my the reason why a chum didn't stop her from other regal zayin, even though Anisha is potter, but if she wants to, she's allowed to. Hochinam atayi reshus. Here also, if Anisha wants to, she's allowed to do the mitzvah. But I hope she's allowed to wear tefillin. So I hope one of there's no raya this man the yom hold Shabbos is a zman tefillin. Maybe taka Shabbos is not a zman tefillin. Aye, so it's called the mitzvah seishas man grama noshim apotter. So why didn't they stop them? Because we hold like Reb Yossi that even though they're potter, if they want to, though they're allowed to. So therefore, we didn't stop them. So why we don't have any man the yom that holds Shabbos is as a man's film. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, no. Hold enough tzaddik vovim abeis. Yeah, so Mil was Shaila again. We want to find a man diyoma that holds that Shabbos is not called, Shabbos is a zman tefillin. That you have a chiyuv to wear tefillin even on Shabbos. Who's the man diyoma? So, what wants to say now? Ella, the fourth line, Ella hai tanihi. It goes according to this Tana. The Tanya we learned. Ha moitzei tefillin. If somebody finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, is machnisin zug, you're allowed to wear them, one shall rush and one shall yad, wear them and bring them home in the house and then go out and do it again. Over here the Brisa says, echorish, whether you're a man, the echorisha, whether you're a lady, is echor hachadoshis, echor chadoshis, whether they're a new pair of tefillin, the echor yishonis, whether they're old pair. It's not like our Mishnah says that new ones you don't have a right to wear. Like we'll soon see, because we're afraid maybe it's a kameya, maybe it's on an ornament. No, this is Rameya Shittim. He holds even new ones, still, you never on the vada tefillin, and you have a right to wear them home. But the chiddush is, even an isha is also allowed to wear it home. We have Yehuda oiseh b'chadoshes. Yehuda holds no. A new pair of tefillin, you're not allowed to wear. Umatib yeshonis. An old pair of tefillin, then we know vada it has kedusha tefillin. Then there's a bezoyin to leave it in the street on Shabbos. So you're allowed to wear it home. Mashenk and a new pair, we're afraid maybe it's not really tefillin. Maybe it's only a kameya, only an ornament. And if it has no kedushim, you're not allowed to wear it home. But our core point is that the Gemara ad kan le pligi ela bechadoshes. There's only a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda whether a new pair of tefillin are you allowed to wear it home or not. That Reb Yehuda holds like our Mishnah that we're afraid maybe it's not tefillin. Maybe it has no kedusha to it. Therefore, you're not allowed to wear it home. Or the Ela Bechadoshes, the Yeshonis. That's Tol Machloikis, whether you're afraid a new pair of tefillin is an ornament, not real Kedushas tefillin. Avu B'Isha Loi Pligi. But both Remei and Yehuda Moida, that even an Isha, even a lady, if she finds the tefillin in the streets on Shabbos, she's allowed to put them on and wear them home.
is the Chorah Shema Minu. From here we have a raya that mitzvah saaseh shaloi hazman dromu. The reason why Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda both hold that even an Isha is allowed to wear the tefillin on Shabbos and take them home, because you have to say an Isha is also mechuyiv to wear tefillin. Why are they mechuyiv? Because tefillin is called the mitzvah saaseh shaloi hazman dromu. It's not told in any specific time. Any time you have to wear tefillin. Any mitzvah that's not told in a special zman, a special time, but any time you have the mitzvah, is the klal noshim chayovis. That noshim are also mechuyev to do the mitzvah. So here, it's a raya that these two, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, hold that Shabbos is a zman mitzvilin. Huadin Laila is also a zman tefillin. Therefore, you're always mechuyev to wear tefillin. Day and night, Shabbos for Yom Tov. Therefore, even an Isha is mechuyev to wear tefillin. Therefore, if an Isha finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, she's allowed to wear it home. Mashma is the way we hold halacha, that noshim apotah from wearing tefillin. We don't know that Shabbos is not a zman tefillin. Then the halacha would be an Isha would not allow to wear the tefillin home. Because since an Isha in the weekday never wears tefillin, there's not a chiyuv for it to wear it, for an Isha wouldn't be called a tachshit. It would be called a masli. It's said that she's carrying something she's not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Therefore, since we say that according to Reb Meir of Yehuda, even an Isha, if she finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, she's allowed to wear them and take them home, it's a raya that they are also mechuyev in the mitzvah tefillin. Therefore, since they wear tefillin in Isha, if they're allowed to put it on Shabbos also, because the disman the yom, they have a chiyev to wear it. So pshita is allowed to wear tefillin even on Shabbos. Therefore, they're allowed to wear it home. So that's the raya that Reb Meir of Yehuda both hold, that Shabbos is a zman tefillin. You have a chiyev to wear tefillin even on Shabbos. For the Gemara, no, what's the raya? For the Gemara, Vidilma, maybe not like that. Vidilma, sova lo kareb yaisi. Maybe both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda hold really an Isha is potter from wearing tefillin. Because really, I tell you, Shabbos is not a zman tefillin. Like we hold halacha. You only wear it on days that need an ois. Mashenken, Shabbos has its own ois. You don't have to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So therefore, since it's totally in a zman, noshim takara potter. They don't have to wear tefillin. If the potter, why can Isha put on tefillin on Shabbos and wear it home? The Teretz is they hold like Reb Yosi. The Yoman Noshim Soim Ches Rishus. That Reb Yosi Shita is, even though Mitzvah Saseh Shez Man Groma, that an Isha is potter, she has no chiyuv to do the mitzvah, but if they want to, they're allowed to do it. It's only the Pshat, the Teretz says they have no chiyuv to do it. But if they want to, they're allowed to. Just like tefillin, just like Lulav and Shofar. Noshim do it, even though they're potter, they do it because they're Soim Ches Rishus. So maybe that's the same reason why Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda hold they're allowed to put on tefillin on Shabbos. Not because they're mechuyev to wear tefillin on Shabbos, but because they hold like Reb Yosi Shita that if they want to, they're allowed to. So according to Reb Yosi, since the Venetia wants to, she's allowed to do it, and she has the key with the mitzvah, therefore when they put on tefillin on Shabbos, it's not called they're stam carrying something, it's called a tachshit, it's called like a malbush for them. Because when they wear it, they are mekayim the mitzvah. And the Gemara, no. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda does not hold like Reb Yosi. The Gemara, loy salka daitich, don't think like this. Deloy Reb Meir sovel like Reb Yosi. Because Reb Meir does not hold like Reb Yosi Shita. In other words, he holds any time a mitzvah that an Isha is potter, they're not allowed to do the mitzvah. Fakert, if they do the mitzvah, they're over Baal Tosif. That's what Reb Meir holds. And hu adin v'loy Reb Yehuda sovel like Reb Yosi. Hu adin Reb Yehuda also does not hold like Reb Yosi. Therefore, according to Reb Yehuda, if an Isha would be potter from wearing tefillin, if she would wear it, she'd be over Lav about Tosif. Therefore, if an Isha finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, she would not be allowed to wear it home. So how come Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir both say that an Isha is allowed to wear the tefillin home? Elamai, you have to say that they both hold Shabbos is a zman tefillin. Therefore, there's a mitzvah saseh, shalai hazman drumon. You're always mechuyev to wear tefillin. Therefore, even an Isha has a chiyev to wear tefillin. Therefore, if they find it in the street on Shabbos, they're also allowed to wear it home. Now, what's the raya that they do not hold like Reb Yosi? So tomorrow, loy Reb Meir sovel like Reb Yosi. I bring you a raya that Reb Meir does not hold like Reb Yosi. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, or in Erechin, ein ma'akfin es atinoikes militkoya. We don't stop children from blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's a Yom Tov, and Stam Zoy on a Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow the shofar. It's an Issa Midrabonim. But I call upon him on Rosh Hashanah, it's a mitzvah to blow the shofar, so you don't have to stop the kids from blowing the shofar. The pshat is demachuyiv in chinuch, Tzvival to have a chiv mitzvah chinuch, they're also allowed to blow the shofar for themselves on Rosh Hashanah. Of the dia konoshim akfin, but an isha, if she goes to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we have to stop her. You have to stop an isha, she's not allowed to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Because shofar is a mitzvah sasei man grama. The mitzvah only comes once a year mediraisa on Rosh Hashanah. But your abonin is 2 days, but mediraisa is only 1 day. So since the mitzvah only comes at one time, it's the mitzvah sasei man grama, the noshima potter. Now since they're potter, so therefore if they blow, they're not going to carry the mitzvah at all. So therefore it's an issa for them to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So you have to stop the noshima from blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Now, a stam nes nisin is Rameya. A stam mishnah goes according to Rameya. So, according to Rameya does not hold like Rav Yossi. Because according to Rav Yossi, even though an isha is potter from blowing the shofar, but if she wants to, she is allowed to blow the shofar, because she has the kima mitzvah, like we do. An isha listens to the shofar, and she has the kima mitzvah. So, according to Rav Yossi, they should be allowed to blow the shofar also in Moshe Shonah. Why does Rameya, the Stam Mishnah, say an isha is not allowed to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Alamai Yitzurayi, Rameya does not hold like Rav Yossi. He holds since shofar is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and noshim ha-potter, they're potter from the mitzvah, is the pshat, if they do the mitzvah, it's an avera, they're over Baal Tosef. Therefore, an isha is not allowed to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, because she's not doing a mitzvah. If you're not doing a mitzvah, there's an istim of the Rabbanan to blow the shofar, just like on a regular Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow the shofar. So this is a raya, Rabbi Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Another raya now, Loi Rabbi Yehuda, Savolok Rabbi Yossi. Also, Rabbi Yehuda also does not hold from Rabbi Yossi Shita. What's the raya? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Dabar al b'nei Yisrael v'somach. And when you bring a korban, there's a mitzvah for the Bailam to make a smicha. Smicha means you have to put your hand on top of the head of the behema and press down. That's the mitzvah smicha. So we dash in b'nei Yisrael, mashma only the children, the zchorim, the men. We dash in b'nei Yisrael soimchin. Men have a chiyav when they bring a korban to make a mitzvah smicha. V'ein b'nei Yisrael soimchis. But an isha lady, they have no chiyav. They have no chiyav to make smicha. That's the Tanakhama. Now, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they both say that Noshim Soimchais Rishus. An isha, if they want to, they're allowed to. Soimchais Rishus, they have Rishus, if they want to, they're allowed to. So Chur, you see, it's a machlokes, a Tanakhama says, no, an isha is not allowed to make semicha. And Rabbi Yossi says, yes, even though they're potter, but if they want to, they're allowed to do it. And we lalach hold like Rabbi Yossi. The co-opponent of the Tanakhama, he holds no. They hold that only a man is allowed to make a smichon, and not an isha. An isha is not allowed to do smichon. Now, Stam Sifro, who's the Stam Tanakhama and the Sifro? That's in Teres Kanim in Vayikra. Mani Reb Yehuda, that the Stam Sifro goes and leaves to Reb Yehuda. So you see, Reb Yehuda holds that Noshim are not allowed to do a mitzvah saseh, she's man grama. Therefore, an isha is not allowed to do smicha if she brings the korban. So then we have a Ryan now, Reb Yehuda has to hold that Shabbos is a Zaman Tfilin. Because Reb Yehuda before said that if an Isha finds Tfilin in the street on Shabbos, she's allowed to wear them and bring them home. Now the question is, if they're not Mechleiv in the Mitzvah, it's an Avera for them to do it. It should be called a Makta, they're carrying it. Why is an Isha allowed to wear the Tfilin home? Elamai, Reb Yehuda has to hold that Shabbos is a Zaman Tfilin. Therefore, Tfilin is a Zman, is a mitzvah sasei shein a Zman grama. There's no time that you're potter from the mitzvah Tfilin. Therefore, even an Isha has a chiv to wear Tfilin. Therefore, it's good where Rabbi Yehuda says, if an Isha finds Tfilin in the street on Shabbos, she's allowed to wear it, because when she wears it, she's mekayim the mitzvah, she has a chiv to wear Tfilin. So now you see a raya, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both hold that Shabbos is considered a Zman Tfilin. So the Maran Nudin. Omer Rebbe Loza. If somebody finds tcheles, that's the blue wool, a wool dyed blue, that you think it's kosher for tzitzis, you find it in the street, is l'shaynois tzulis. You find some strips, like a tongue, a strip of this blue wool, you should know it's possible to use for tzitzis. When that one, it wasn't dyed l'shmo, the locha is, if you want to use wool for tzitzis, b'frat tcheles, it has to be woven l'shmo, and it has to be dyed l'shmo. So you have to put the blue, the dam chalazin l'shmo. If you stam find the blue wool in the street, you have to be choshed. Maybe it wasn't done l'shmo; it was done l'shem to make begodim, and you can't use it for tzitzis. Ma'ashen kein chutin k'sherim. If you stam find strings of blue wool, the wool dyed blue, that's kosher. Then you're allowed to use it for tzitzis. For the Gemara Maishno, what's the difference? Maishno l'shoynis. The Yomra Daita the Glima Tzavinu. Why do you say if you find the whole tongue, the whole string, full of the blue wool? We say it's possible for tzitzis, because from the time the person dyed it. Almanas uses for a beggar to make clothing out of it, not for tzitzis. Of a zaychutinami, name or die to the glima tavinum. Say the same story, even if you find a string, even just one string. So what? Well, what's the rai he did l'shem tzitzis? Maybe he made it blue, he dyed it blue, l'shem to make a blue coat? And for the Gemara b'shezurin, we're talking about the string was twirled. That's the loch of tzitzis, has to be shezurin, it has to be twirled around, twirled together. For the Gemara shezurin nami neimo, adaita the shift of the glima, I finu. That people also make a twisted string when they want to make like the hem of the beged. The shift of the glima means like the hem. The end part of the beged, they also twirl the strings there. So even though the string is twirled, how do you know he did it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis? Maybe he did it on l'shem of beged. And for the Gemara b'mufsokin, we're talking about you find a bunch of small strings. In other words, usually you make one long string of wool. Here you found the strings cut up. Is why was it cut up? Is the kulei high vadil tarchiinchi. A person will not bother himself so much to cut up the strings if he didn't have das to make it l'shem tzitzis. If you stam wanted to use it to make a beggar, to make a clothing out of it, you leave the long string the way it is. Since you found the string cut up, it's the raya, the person zicha cut it up to make tzitzis with it. And therefore it's kosher, you're allowed to use these blue strings for your mitzvah tzitzis. Omar Rova for Gov HaKasha. V'chiyodam torech lasis kemeyo kemin tefillin. Now the Kasha now Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, if you find a new pair of tefillin, you're not allowed to wear them home on Shabbos. Why? A new pair of tefillin, you have to be afraid. Maybe the people made l'shem kemeyo. They made it stand for an ornament. If you're sick, to refuah. That's why they didn't make l'shem mitzvah tefillin. They made it stand l'shem refuah. Therefore it has no kedusha. That's what the Mishnah says. So Rav asked the Kasha, does a person bother himself so much to make mamish a pair of tefillin? It's very hard to make tefillin. Just for kemeya. Like for kemeya, an ornament stam, take a piece of parchment, that's all. You have to mamish form it with four batim. We learned in our Mishnah, when does the Mishnah say if you find tefillin in the street? You're allowed to wear them home on Shabbos, b'yishonis. Only if they're an old pair of tefillin. Abel b'chadoshes, but a new pair of tefillin, potter. You're not allowed to wear them home. Why? Because we're afraid they have no kedusha tefillin. Maybe they were stam made l'shem kemeya. So just like you see here by tzitzis, we say you find the strings cut up. It's kosher because the person doesn't bother himself so much. So why don't you say the same story in our Mishnah also? A person should not bother himself so much to make a kemeya, to make an ornament looking like tefillin. So if you find something that looks like tefillin, we should be 100% sure that it is tefillin. Rabzeira said over to his son, Avom, Puk Tanya Luhu, go learn, and now Mishnah like, go learn, how might sit Cheles Beshuk, if somebody finds this blue wool in the street, is L'shainer Tzulim, if it's a whole strand full of, a strap full of, a string full of wool, then it's possible. Because we said the person dyed it to make a beged, and not L'shain Tzitzis, of the Chutin, Mufsakin, Ksherim. But if you find cut up pieces of string, then it's kosher to make use of tzitzis. Lefi she'nodem Torah, because the person doesn't bother himself so much. So what do you mean to answer him? That ain't a chnam l'churi, you're right. Something that's very hard for a person to do, we never want to do l'shem mitzvah. Abom Rovas, Rovas said back, still they're not answering the question though. O mishum d'toni lo'av abrei, to Reb Zera, keep a tolilei, because good Reb Zera taught his son Ava this way. So keep a tola like you're going to hang or Esha the Magolius, or else the Zomim, you're going to hurt, you're going to hang earrings with it. In other words, so what? So Rav Zeira taught his son that way. Of B'yotanan, I still have my Kasha Shre now Mishnah. B'yotanan, we learned in our Mishnah. But Me'adavar Mamurim, when do we say if you find film in the street, you're allowed to wear them home on Shabbos, the Yishonis? Only if they're an old pair of film. Abel B'chadoshas, but if they're a new pair of film, is Potter. So Rav still has the Kasha in our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah say if you find a new pair, you're not allowed to wear them home? Because you have to be afraid maybe the person made it, l'shem kemeya, stand for an ornament. Why does a person bother so much to make such a type of an ornament? That was Rav's Kasha. Elos the Rav's Teretz is, Elo my Rav. Torach v'loy torach tanoihi. Rav says, Enach nami, stakam achloikis tanoihim in this svara. if you say a person works so hard to make something that looks like tefillin, l'shem kimei anat. It's nachlokes tanoim. The Tanya we learned. Ha'moitzi tefillin. If somebody finds tefillin in the street on Shabbos, machnisin zug zug. You're allowed to wear them home one pair at a time. Echor ish v'echor isha. Whether you're a man or whether you're an isha, lady, still you have a heter to wear them home. Echor chadoshes v'echor yishonis. Whether they're new, whether they're old.